There are certain types of people in this world that just piss me off to no end. The type of people that come up to you and ask you for advice, and then when you give them advice, they don't take the advice. They just come back to you a week later and they're like, I can't believe how everything turned out so wrong. You wanna know why everything turned out wrong? Because you didn't take my advice and you're fucking stupid. That's what went wrong. You didn't listen to me. I know all. The other type of person are those fucking insignificant peons who just have to validate themselves by being in a relationship. You know what? It's pathetic, it's weak-minded, and you show no inner strength whatsoever. Get over to girlfriend, get over to boyfriend, whatever the fuck you're yearning for, and live fucking life. People who stalk their ex-girlfriend particularly piss me off. What the fuck is wrong with these people? Don't you have better things to do with your life than be emotionally attached to somebody who hates your guts? Do something with your life. Find a hobby. You know, jeez, you know how many video games are out there that you could be playing? At the very least, shoot yourself. Get yourself out of society. Nobody wants to deal with a stalker. Other types of people that I hate? People who ruin your favorite diner. You know, the type of person that, you know, you're usually friends with until they end up going to the diner and dating some waitress there, and then having some kind of weird rocky relationship, and every time you go into the diner hereafter, there's that weird vibe in the air. People like this really need food poisoning. I am so sick of these fucking bastards ruining my favorite spots. Another type of person I particularly hate are those fucking slime balls with the slick back hair that usually end up going to bars and shit like that on Friday, Saturday, Sunday night to see if they can pick up chicks, and all they do is walk around with these fucking stupid velvety shirts with their dumbass, fat, hairy chest exposed to the world as if they were the sexiest thing on the face of the earth. You know what? You're a middle-aged loser. Nobody wants to see a hairy chest. Either throw yourself in front of traffic or overdose, please. Nobody wants to hear this bullshit anymore. Time for some reevaluation of one's life. I also dislike people that all they do is talk about their problems with their insignificant other. You know what? I don't care about your fucking relationship problems. You can just shove them up your ass for all I care. Nobody wants to hear about how your girlfriend doesn't like you or how your boyfriend is ignoring you. Nobody cares. It only pertains to your own little world, which in the grand scheme of things is minute and pathetic, and nobody really ever wants to hear it. Shut your mouth, choke on your food, and die. You know, you ever have a good friend and then you go out someplace and they always gotta bring their fucking girlfriend, and the girlfriend turns out to be somebody you just wanna kill. I mean, really kill. Like jump up and down and kill, and then fucking chop up their body into 15 different parts and flush various parts down the toilet, bury the others, and the other ones get thrown in the sewer. You know, the type of person that their parents should have had an abortion before they even walked the earth. You know, that kind of crap. These type of fucking pieces of crap really just need to be killed with some piano wire around the throat. I can't take it anymore. I also can't stand people who sit at home and listen to Every Rose Has Its Thorn like it's the world's most depressing song. One, the song sucks. Two, you're fucking pathetic for listening to it. Take the CD out, crack it in half, and then slit your wrist with the broken pieces. It's over. They're done. You're done. Kill yourself. And in closing, you know, it's just shit like this that pisses me off. It's these type of people that have no inner soul, no nothing. They just revolve around their own pathetic little world with no consideration for what's going on around them. They have no sense or grasp of reality and really need to be taken off the face of this earth. They have no substance, they have no control over themselves, and they really need to be put to sleep. Permanently. Thank you for listening.